Hey everybody, this is Jeff Thompson on this beautiful Thursday morning-ish type of morning, kind of a brunch morning, you know what I mean? It's just sunny and beautiful out here on the perch, out in the backyard of my Fridley residence, just enjoying it. I'm soaking it up, vitamin D. Can you hear that vitamin D jumping into my system right now? Yes, it's good stuff. I was listening to the news this morning about Donald Trump and stuff like that, and how they're all calling him a quote jackass unquote and all sorts of stuff. You know, I gotta hand it to him though, he's saying it like it is. Just because these big sponsors and contributors of money and stuff like that are pulling away from Donald Trump, he doesn't care. He's sacrificing all that just to say it like it is. It just shows that he is not someone that to be bought out because he's Macy's is sponsoring him. He doesn't want to limit his speech, his freedom of speech, to the dollars of Macy's or to the pageant, NBC, and all these other companies that have withdrawn from Donald Trump's adventures and enterprise and all that stuff. So kudos to Donald Trump for saying it like it is as a private citizen and not being able to be bought out or limited to what they can say because they're so worried about disfranchising so many other entities out there. And it's just a shame that, you know, political correctness has overridden the ability. We in Minnesota here, we have something called Minnesota Nice. And what people from other cities say, they come here and go, wow, the people are so nice there. It's just nice, you know. And some people look at it as Minnesota Nice is up front on the surface, we're nice people. But, you know, but like we come across someone that we, you know, up front, fascia type of deal, we say, oh, nice, hi, have a good day, thanks, bye. But when we get home, we talk about them or who they are, what they're about and stuff like that behind their back and stuff like that. Some people say, that's the real Minnesota Nice. And I kind of consider it this way. Minnesota Nice is what it is. It's what it is. I think people in Minnesota are very nice, and as well as other places, but they got this Minnesota Nice tag. And is it a vulnerable thing that first we're nice? Oh no, it's I know a lot of people who have that Minnesota Nice. They wear it on their face. They wear it out in public and stuff. But get under their skin, and they'll smack you upside the head because they're strong people. But they have this cordialness about them, stuff like that. But political correctness and politics—really interesting how some politicians will say exactly what they're supposed to say, like puppets with strings on them. I don't think Donald Trump has too many strings on him, and he just goes off. You may not like him, you may not like anything, but he does represent something to me is like you can't buy Donald Trump. So with that said, got a busy day today. Oh, you know, as I try to minimize the things that I get involved in and stuff so I can prioritize, my health right now is numero uno, my fitness is numero uno, and my family and, you know, socializing and that stuff like that is numero uno. That involvement, being effectively involved in, you know, my family's lives and stuff. I'm sure the kids don't like that as much as I try. I'll leave that one alone. But yeah, projects and goals and stuff, and it's just interesting to have a plate that you get to fill yourself and to know what exactly you're going to be doing in the day and stuff. And I've been looking at apps to see if they could help me out. Evernote, there's Clear, there's a few other ones and stuff, so I gotta schedule that on to check out how to do better note taking, how to schedule my day better. I gotta schedule that somewhere. So lots of different type of things. So I hope all of you are having a great day, all of you out there, and I really enjoy listening to your post. You're all doing some neat stuff and talking about some good stuff, and I really do. I'm really listening. You got listeners out there. I'm in the process of talking with Audio Boom about the comments. I want to move the comments button to the front page. So when you're listening to a post, you don't have to swipe or tap on a hidden button you know, tap on the person's name or the title to get to comments. I would like to see, and I think a few more of you would like to see, the comments prevalent, right there, you know, obvious, you know. And if it says, you know, posted by Joe Blow, profile. I wanted to say their profile, you know, so it's obvious that that's how you get to their profile. Or if you want more information or go to their, you know, timelines and stuff like that. I think that second page, that second layer should be the first layer. Combine the two, mash them together, put it up front. Let's make Audio Boom that quick and easy one. And JaffaStar, the new JaffaStar, but the old Twitter name JaffaStar, new to Audio Boom JaffaStar name change. Hi, Paula. brings up a great point. Comments, notification. Now, if we look at another type of social network, and let's take Facebook. Now, if someone likes something on my thing, I can get a notification. There's notifications down at the bottom of the thing. Notifications. You know, it's notified. So is there a way to put a, let's say, a footer at the bottom of the app that has notifications, messages, that type of thing? So when you go to notifications, you would have a section called, you know, messages, comments, and likes. That would be really cool. You know, could it all be on the bottom? Just notification, messages, comment, you know, that type of thing. Right there, boom. Messages, 4. Comments, 17. Likes, 132. Obviously, that wouldn't be my profile, but that would be really cool. And then if you could get set up notifications for it, you know, that would be really cool, because then you would think, you know, it would start building an interconnection between people that would generate more and more, and having it more usability friendly for the user. That, you know, none of these apps come with instructions. There's no list of instructions. There's no page. So you got to go search out to see how it works, or does a demo. Someone does a demo or a podcast on it, and then you pick up some tips and tricks. But, you know, so many people just want to open up an app and start using it. And that's how the developers have to perceive some of these things. That it just has to be that 3-year-old kid, 4-year-old kid picking up something and start swiping and tapping, and they start figuring stuff out. You know, that's how Jobs figured out the iPhone and the touching and stuff. You have to build it like that. I'm not saying you dumb it down. I'm saying you make it so obvious that it just works. And that's the whole thing behind Apple. And so I think the Audio Boom app should take that into consideration. When you open up a post, say I got a post from, let's stick with JaffaStar, so we're picking on her today. if I got a post from her, right there on the screen, I want to see comment. I want to leave a comment. You know, I want to reply. I want to, you know, that would be interesting if the replies could be in audio. So not, you know, and it would start, you would get these threads. Like if you have ever been on Twitter and you go into a tweet that someone did and you tap further and you go a little deeper and you tap further, deeper, how many times do you have to hit back? Because you got led into this thread, you know? And that's how I think somehow I'd like to get back faster. But Audio Boom could be replying and threading and just this interconnection. It went, you know, people always think of elevators. I'm just going to go there. Here I go. As going from, you know, you get on floor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to the top floor, and then down to that weird BB bottom basement. What's that mean? Basement. But anyways, it goes up and down. Well, when you're doing it that way, you don't get to really, and that's how Audio Boom is kind of set up. If you go to your followers list, it's going to go from, you know, one, the latest, to the next one. My thinking is this: does it have to be that way? Does it have to be that way? So what I'm thinking is, if I go into a person's post and there's a reply, and I go into that, and then that branches off. You see, this could go on and on, but then you might miss a post, you're thinking. But it's just kind of an interesting thought process that I'm just going through, thinking of how it could improve upon a good product. And I think it's a great platform, an awesome idea. I mean, here I actually took time to actually open up Audioboom, listen to a few posts, and I'm going to listen to more as I get on with my day. I'll just play it through the Bluetooth speaker. And, but I'm taking the time to actually communicate and socialize with people. That it's a really neat feeling that you have something inside your head that you want to get out, and it's a great outlet for that. And some people say, oh, it's not worth listening to. Well, stick around. You know, you might get to know people and stuff. So it's a different platform. Are there two apps in Audioboom? I think there are. I think there's two apps in Audioboom. One is the player, the radio, the podcast, and that type of level of stuff. The other is the community building. And if we have a thread that we can reply to in audio, reply to threads like that, that community will start to grow and to build. And it probably, when you go to your followers list, you would see those, but not everybody would have to get all the depth of the thread. Just like in Facebook, just like in Twitter, let me say, that, you know, you can see that someone's talking directly to someone in a sense, and you can go into that and see what the conversation was. You know, you're not stalking, you're just interested in the conversation and what they're talking about. And same thing with Audioboom. Could it be that way? And as for notifications, I'd like to see as much as that website offers for you to do all your settings, to have it on the app so you can do that. So you can, you know, turn on notifications for Twitter if you want them on or off. Do you want an email if you go over 1,000 posts? Do you want an email if someone comments? How about having a notification button on the bottom of the footer, like I was talking about? So lots of good stuff. I've got to put this together in a way that it's understandable and present it. And that's what I'll do today, get that done. So once again, thank you all for your wonderful posts. It's nice listening to your lives and the stuff and happenings around the world. And yeah, with that said, I'm out of here. And until next time, bye-bye.